From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schertz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about you?
Fair to normal, thanks. I mean, it's kind of been a quiet week in Lake Washington, D.C. Not a lot going on. I think a lot of people were working on the puzzle, which actually had a Washington connection. So remind us of the challenge that you gave everyone last week.
Yes, I said name a well-known person in politics, first and last names. In this person's first name, change the short O sound to a long I, and I said the result phonetically will name a feature of many live TV broadcasts. Who is it and what is it?
Who is it? What is it?
Well, it is Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader, and make that change, you get Time DeLay.
Oh, well, we received over 2,100 entries from people who solved this puzzle, and our winner, who was randomly selected from the correct answers, is Rabbi Joshua Waxman from Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. Hi, can I call you Rabbi Josh?
Absolutely.
Now tell us where your congregation is.
It's in Fort Washington, which is just outside of Philadelphia.
And is there something we should know about your ministry?
Well, the congregation is called Or Chadash, which means a new light in Hebrew, and it's a progressive congregation affiliated with the Reconstructionist movement.
Okay. Now, you obviously are a puzzle player. How long have you been playing this one?
Well, I've been listening on and off actually only for a couple of years as I drive to religious school to teach on Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. and this is the first time I ever sent in a response.
Ooh. Luck?
I guess so.
Maybe Providence. Who knows? Who knows? But it sounds like you're ready to play.
I am.
All right. Well, we'll meet Rabbi Josh and let's play.
All right, Josh, every answer today is the name of a famous artist, past or present. Rearrange the letters in the words I give you to name them. For example, if I said Stu, S-T-E-W, you could say Benjamin West.
Okay.
Number one is Laid, L-A-I-D.
Salvador Dali.
Dali is right. Number two is Leek, L-E-E-K. Looking for a Swiss artist here.
Hmm. Oh, Paul Klee.
Paul Klee, excellent. Yoga, Y-O-G-A.
Goya.
Goya is correct. Ment, M-E-A-N-T.
Manet.
Manet, Edward Manet is right. How about EGADS, E-G-A-D-S.
Degas.
Degas, Edgar Degas, right. Ironer, I-R-O-N-E-R. This time you're looking for a French artist.
Leanne?
Impressionist, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Renoir.
Yeah.
Renoir, excellent. Arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E.
Rivera.
Diego Rivera, excellent. Re-snub, R-E-S-N-U-B. You're looking for a Flemish artist this time.
Known for his corpulent figures.
There you go.
Thank you.
Peter Paul Rubens, very good. Atreus, A-T-R-E-U-S, who happens to be the father of Agamemnon in mythology. A-T-R-E-U-S. And you're looking for a French artist again with a very distinctive style. Not involving strokes of the brush. And in particular, I think he founded the Pointillist school.
I know these hints should really be helpful.
and sometimes things just go blank.
And sometimes just I'm staring at six letters here and it's not coming to me.
And the first name is George.
Surratt.
George Surratt.
Something
right.
In the park with George. How
there you go. There you go. Try this one. Harlow. H-A-R-L-O-W. It's an American artist of the 20th
Warhol.
Century. Andy Warhol is right. A strut, A-S-T-R-U-T. This one's English. A noted portraitist.
Gilbert Stuart?
Gilbert Stuart, very good. Cheers, C-H-E-E-R-S. He's Dutch, 20th century. Famous for prints with interesting geometrical principles. And he goes by two initials and then his last name.
I know I should know this.
I'm coming up empty.
I stumped you both. It's M.C. Escher.
Oh, I should know that. Oh.
And here's your last one. Ostrich. O-S-T-R-I-C-H.
Christo.
Christo. Whoa. That was fast.
Really?
Good job.
Wow. Rabbi, we made a good team here.
Well, I needed your help.
Yeah, I needed yours, too. Well, For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Rabbi Josh, I know you would get the Dali because they've had the big exhibition of Salvador Dali at the Philadelphia Museum, and you are near Philadelphia, so what's your public radio station?
WHYY.
All right. Rabbi Joshua Waxman from Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot for playing today.
Thank you.
Okay. Will, challenge for everybody.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Kevin Connors of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Think of a seven-letter word that names a person who is much admired. The first letter is P, as in Peter. Replace the P with an R, rearrange the result, and you'll name a person who is despised. Who is it? And both words are uncapitalized. So again, a seven-letter word that names a person who is much admired. The first letter is P. Replace that P with an R. Rearrange the result, and you'll name a person who is despised. Who is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.